Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out at one of our favorite places, guys. It's the Taj Mahal Hooters. Yeah. Is like what we like to call it. It is the Hooters Mall of Georgia location. We're up here today hanging out. We'll be here next week as well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tomorrow we're at Buffalo's Cafe in Flowery Branch. Mike from our man Big Debo ATL. As we were talking about the Falcons, he says, I told y'all Mike Bell was coming. I told y'all the hype man is back. He's saying you're hyping the Falcons up. You're back, Mike.
I was just talking to our two buddies at the bar. And this guy, he's excited about the Falcons. This man is pragmatic. He goes,
why?
You've got to see it.
Why?
Because he's got Falcon – actually, it's FDS, Falcon Derangement Syndrome.
Okay.
Because of the 30 years of being kicked in the nuts every year by this team and having his heart broken.
Yeah.
And so that's – you know, and again – you know,
but we keep coming back, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Just we keep
like
coming back.
It's like Charlie Brown with Lucy in the football.
Yeah.
You know, we know where it's going. But I do think if this team – again, it's all about Penix. If Penix can – You know, not give you too many turnovers because rookie's gonna. It's still a part of his rookie experience, Carl. Right?
It is.
Three games in.
It is.
If he's not throwing interceptions and they can score three or four touchdowns, you know, 28 points, 24 to 28 points is the benchmark you got to get to, and that takes the pressure off the defense, and then that allows them to go pin their ears because other teams become one dimensional.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Those guys also, by the way, they said they're more interested in hearing what your top four sandwiches are.
Oh, French dip. Start there.
Your Mount Rushmore sandwiches.
Let's start.
Courtesy of Stephen Steak Shapiro.
let's
radio programmer. And
let's start at French dip. He's not programming anymore.
No, but he's programming today's show.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is programming this show today with what he said earlier.
Would you go Ruben?
It's about to sound like Steak. I like a good Reuben.
You know what? And by the way.
I do. I like a good Reuben.
I didn't know Reuben until I worked with Steak at the old 790.
No, they're
Steak,
great.
Steak introduced me to the world of Reuben.
Yeah. Really I would also tell you, like, in my top four, BLT, man. I'm a huge BLT guy. Like, if you can get a good – get BLT.
Crisp bacon.
Oh, right. Delicious.
But is a meatball sub a sandwich?
No, it is not.
So is it not part of the sandwich?
That is not a sandwich,
okay.
Sir. No way. Because you're going to eat that with a fork. It's not a sandwich.
No self-respecting American eats a meatball sub with a fork.
Well, you're going to – it's going to fall apart as soon as you lift it up.
Go to that grilled cheese.
So that's on my list, too.
See, grilled cheese and bacon.
That's my list.
You know, we were at Waffle House, and the other day when I was – it was a couple months back. I was over in Alabama, my buddy's house at the lake. And we're over there, and just a grilled cheese with bacon, giddy up. You can't beat that, man. That's perfect.
Grilled cheese with especially if you do sourdough bread. I'm just telling you. Like, that's a whole nother level. Then you start adding stuff onto that.
But now you sound like my grandma. Fresh baguette, some Gruyere.
I'm just telling
Canadian
you.
Canadian bacon.
The more cheese, the different cheeses you can put on a grill. Look at this show. The more cheeses.
Wow.
The more cheeses. Thank you guys at the bar.
Steak Shapiro's influence on Dukes and Bell. The Mount Rushmore of sandwiches.
I'm telling you that you cannot go wrong. Like, some people like just a basic, you know, grilled cheese, like with the government cheese. Not that government cheese.
No,
I'm talking about the real cheese.
And bacon. But no. So let's review. Reuben.
Yes.
BLT.
Yes.
French dip.
Grilled cheese. Correct.
There you go. We wrapped it up.
Sorry to cut you off. I'm not that sorry. I want to say something else.
And the Houston's French dip is still one of my faves.
Oh, it's delicious.
That French dip of Houston's has money. Man.
Oh, they do a good job, man.
Right.
Big Debo ATL. He just said the reason why he said that you're back as far as the hype guy is concerned.
Right.
And we're going to tell you what we saw at practice. You'll hear AJ Terrell and the conversation with the morning shift coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Mike's got some guy talk coming up as well. But he said, did you hear Mike Bell say it's like Montana to Rice when talking about Penix to Drake London.
And
he said, I told you the hype man is back.
And I did that just because I knew where it was coming to have fun with it. But we're talking about, that's where we're hoping it goes. It's not there, but we're talking about it. Practice every day. How many? Five or six?
Yeah, at least.
I mean, just absolutely seamless in the pocket with pressure, boop, to Drake London. And it could be a crossing route. It could be a go route. You know, we've already seen him do the fade to the corner that Matt and Julio never mastered. We've already seen that happen already.
Yeah, they got that down.
You know, in week 18, it was against Carolina.
Kyle had a nice catch today in the end zone
right.
as well.
But that's what we're looking for. I mean, I still think as much as Matt and Julio accomplished, I was still wanting more in the red zone.
I agree. It just didn't happen as frequently. 20-20, we were great. We moved the football, and I would have loved to have seen more touchdowns. But you know what? That ship has sailed.
Right.
We need to see what Drake and Michael can do. But, yeah, I find that funny, man. But appreciate you, Big Debo ATL, hitting us up. Follow us on social media, guys.
I just hit him up. I said, set it just for you, man.
Yeah, because when you said it, it dawned on me. But he's like, did you hear what said?
What,
Montana to Rice?
It's the greatest combination of all times. And if all goes well, we will have one of those here.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I mentioned Peyton Manning to Marvin Harrison.
That's right.
You know, plus they had Reggie Wayne. We had a bunch of dudes. But right now, that's where we're aspiring to be. You know, I mean, we just – want to be where in the world of football we have an offense that fans want to see. We want to see equal amount of fans wearing jerseys from the defense and the offense. And we're hoping that Pierce is going to be that guy. More scrapping today at practice too, by the way.
Yes, there was. And by the way, we will tell you more about the O-line situation because it's not a situation. This is just – it's load management, guys. You're going to rest some vets. You're going to make sure that they're getting the proper care that they need. So we'll get into that as well here on the show. But right now, let's talk some dogs. Is Myra still sitting over there? Mike, I went to the bar, and it's her birthday today. Is she still?
It's your birthday. Hey, girl.
Happy birthday to you.
Hello.
All right, thank you guys for coming out. Fellas, give her a big round of applause right there. It's your birthday.
We got a stripper for you. Jim, right here. Jim, go do your thing, man. Get a character.
Come on, man. He's not at work.
Come on, Jim. Let's go.
He's not at work right now.
Nah, I know.
He does that only at work.
I know.
Well, unless she's got some money for him. then he might do it. But
his costume is very unique today. It's a middle-aged Falcons fan.
It's true. But happy birthday to you. Thank you for guys for coming by. We appreciate you guys stopping by and hanging out with us. All right, Mike. Aaron Murray, former dog quarterback, says that Lenore Sellers would be his pick quarterback if he had to choose between him, Drew Allard
from Penn State,
Cade Klubnik,
Clemson.
And Garrett Nussmeier.
Ooh, now at LSU. I mean, finally having the reins at LSU all is. Yeah.
This, to me, is a strong statement about Lenore Sellers, who, again, I think last year kind of took college football by storm. This is why I love South Carolina. He is a dude. But to say you take him over these guys, Drew Allard has a cannon. This is why I think Penn State's going to be in the national championship, guys. I'm saying that. I'm picking him to come out of the Big Ten. I don't know what SEC team's going to be there. And then Cade Klubnik.
Doesn't Lenore Sellers have to evolve more as a thrower?
Yeah, but I think he's so dangerous.
I mean, I love his game. You know, we're big fans of Beamer Ball.
I think he's so dangerous.
Okay.
He is literally that dual threat. You always, you know, you dream about having because he can't throw the football. But Cade had a terrific year last year. Dogs beat the snot out of him. I get that. Go look at how Clemson responded. They did not fall apart, and they got better as the year went along.
Did lose to South Carolina, though, that
at the end of the season.
Lenore Sellers and company.
And then Garrett Nussmeier, man, everybody's talking about him like he's the next coming of Joe Burrow at LSU. We will see. But if LSU is going to do anything, Nussmeier has to have an amazing season. Hey, would you take Sellers over those other three guys?
I love Sellers' game, but I think he'd be a more complete thrower, a little bit better throwing the football, more than 18 touchdowns. He attempted 299 passes. So I think it need a little bit more in that department, and perhaps that's going to evolve.
Yeah.
I mean, the same thing I think I could say for Lenore Sellers. He's further down the road than Milroe was. Milroe regressed last year, and Alabama suffered. And now Milroe's—he's not going to do anything in the pros.
That, Seattle.
You know, good luck with that. But they're going to have to reinvent his throwing motion, just like you know we've talked about. You know, perhaps Shador Sanders. Maybe Cleveland's going to do that with him. But as far as this group of players, I think I would go Klubnik over Sellers, just because Klubnik can go vertical.
Yeah, he can.
But again, Sellers is a hell of a package, man. You're right.
He is. It's an interesting statement from Dogs quarterback Aaron Murray because it tells you, you know, as he's watching these guys, what's going on. By the way, we mentioned this earlier. We do have Georgia Tech, Georgia tickets. We have a pair for you. Invesco QQQ Atlanta Gridiron Classic. It's happening Friday, the 28th of November at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So stay tuned. We're going to give those away between now and 6 o'clock. But that is a game, Mike, and we're months away. But my guess is it's going to have a lot at stake for either team. We're not sure where Tech's going to be. But, you know, again, now you're talking about playing for something and maybe knocking somebody off.
That LSU-Clemson game, of all the big opening weekend games, that's one I can't wait. Week two for them. For week one for LSU. And Brian Kelly is yet to win the season opener for the Tigers of LSU. By the way, Klubnik, my boy D., not D. Led, but this is our buddy D. Berger. He lives over in Ocean. He lives by the Ocean Course in Kiowa. Big Clemson guy, was a walk-on there. He just texts me. He goes, don't forget. He goes, Klubnik ran two. Klubnik ran for four. Let's see what I was looking at. 463 yards last year.
Yeah, it's a lot.
So we can pick him up and put him down as well.
Yeah, no.
Sellers runs over people.
He does. He's big. Yeah. I like Kate Klubnik a lot, and that's why I think Clemson will be in the top four and in the playoff this year. But I also love their defense. But they have a quarterback who's coming back with a goal in hand, man. And we've been talking about this. You'll hear A.J. Terrell talk about his brother who's on that defense at Clemson. He's playing corner. He has the potential to be a first-round pick as well. All of a sudden, Dabo's restocked. Like, it feels like this might be 2015, 16, 17 Clemson, right? When we were watching them, Mike, ascend, and everybody's like, okay, is this a one-year wonder? And it wasn't. It was like them and Alabama were on top of the college football world. It feels like Clemson has kind of gotten back there with this team they got bringing back.
Everybody's talking about the running game. You know, they got physical specimens at running back. Guys that look like X-Men. Defensive line we talked about in the trenches. So it maybe Dabo, it's going to be not as extreme as the old Paul Johnson model where you knew that every 4 years they'd have a good team. But in this world, if he's expanded now to the transfer portal. But a lot of Clemson fans are saying it's got to be this year.
Yeah.
It's got to be this year for them to take it all the way.
Because the quarterback situation, like you don't get guys to come back like this after having the kind of season that Kate had. Meanwhile, Georgia Tech's defensive front is key, guys. We're talking about this because Tech may have, for the first time in a long time, a couple of first-round potential draft picks, Mike, on that D-line front. And we've not talked a lot about it. Next time we get Coach Key on, trust me on this. This is why people are picking them as high as they are in the ACC. They have a couple of guys that are difference makers up front. And when's the last time we talked about that with Georgia Tech? Years past, it was they were too small. Teams ran the ball on them.
You had to make the transition from that,
correct,
you know, from off the zone blocking and obviously the triple option to what they do now, which is NFL pro style.
Yeah, but I'm talking about on the defensive front.
Right.
These
and
guys,
they were getting thrown around because
they were.
You're right. The guys you were practicing, because you always felt like you're never going to get to the NFL playing defense. That was part of the knock.
I really like what they have on the defensive side, and we'll see. I mean, like, if they can turn people over and put up points, it's going to be an interesting year for Georgia Tech. But I'm just saying that's something to go into the start of the season and watch. By the way, we have two kickoff games here, right, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Yeah, Syracuse, we love Fran Brown. And those guys, talk about physical. And again, very quiet, maybe not so quietly. And they beat Georgia Tech, and they made it all about physicality in that game. But Fran Brown and Syracuse, hey, you know what? We're looking for some picks. I'll tell you right now, I think Syracuse can beat Tennessee. That'd be a tough loss for UT to start the season.
Tennessee.
Yeah. Again, Carl went to the University of Texas, Austin. Isn't that UTA?
No, it is not. Okay.
Anyway, but at a UTK in Knoxville, I think Syracuse –
UTA is UT Arlington.
I think certainly – is that the Roadrunners? No, the San Antonio.
No, it's UTSA.
But I do believe that Tennessee –
we can go through all of these.
Tennessee can get beat by Syracuse this year. I believe it.
I do too. I like Franz Brown's – I like his team. I like his approach. That's going to be an interesting game. I think one of the most overhyped teams so far.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Far, and we haven't even started, is Tennessee. I think they're getting
they're
a lot
in the
of love. I think they're getting a lot of love because of what they did last year, and everybody feels like just because they lost Nico, there's not gonna be fall off. I disagree. I think there will be. All right, man, we got a lot more to get to, including the morning shift and their conversation with AJ Terrell. What does our star corner have to say about where he's at, the defense, and more? It's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and on the Odyssey app.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.